An MIT economist says Rochester has what it takes to be a national technology hub. John Gruber is the Ford Professor of Economics at MIT and co-author of the new book, Jumpstarting America: How Breakthrough Science Can Revive Economic Growth and the American Dream. Welcome to Morning Edition.
So good to be here.
I do want to get to the reasons you think Rochester has the potential to play a big role, but first let me ask you about your premise. We can take lessons from the post-World War II era to boost the economy. Is that right?
Yes. Basically, if you look at the sort of American golden era of the couple of decades after World War II, when our economy grew at 4% a year and we created the greatest middle class the world's ever seen, what history teaches us is that was driven by an incredibly fruitful partnership between the government and the private sector. Huge amounts of what is our modern economy, ranging from satellites to digital computers to modern medicine, all came out of government funding of research and development in that era. And indeed, by 1965, about 2% of the U.S. economy, $1 in $50, was actually government spending on research and development, which didn't substitute for the private sector, but rather encouraged the private sector to develop more on its own.
Why and when did that stop?
Well, it really stopped for three reasons. The first reason was a little bit of the hubris of scientists. We got focused on exciting things like, and I kid you not, making a nuclear pen rather than worrying enough about things like nuclear radiation. The second was that once we no longer had a war to focus on, or cold or hot, economists and scientists and politicians started not seeing eye to eye. And when you speak truth to power, power will cut your funding. And then the third reason is budget tightness, starting with the demands on spending in the Vietnam War and the Great Society, followed by the anti-tax revolution under Ronald Reagan, and then most recently the enormous fiscal squeeze through the debt ceiling fight that's led to a massive decline in public R&D spending, where we've fallen from at 2%. Far and away the largest in the world, to at 0.7% of GDP, barely hanging on in the top 10.
So in your book, you map out 102 potential locations for a national technology hub for what you call breakthrough science in 36 states, and Rochester ranks number one. What do we have here that makes Rochester stand out to you?
Well, okay, so let me say honestly, well, I'm very excited to come to Rochester. This is just one way you could make such a ranking. We think any way you'd make it, Rochester would score very highly. But basically what we did is we said, look, what makes a technology hub that's got potential to really grow? And we think it's three things. One is being big enough. Rochester, if you look among cities that meet our criteria, is one of the bigger cities. The second is having a highly educated population and good universities. Rochester has a highly educated population and excellent both graduate programs and undergraduate universities. And the third is having an affordable cost of living. Rochester has affordable house prices, has a low crime rate, and has short commutes. We basically form an index where you weigh all those factors, and we put that together, and Rochester's number one in the country.
And I noticed many of the cities, not all, but many of the cities on the list are small to medium-sized metro areas. Syracuse, Utica, Rome is another one. Binghamton, Ithaca, Buffalo, Cheektowaga, Niagara Falls, they all fall in the top 15. Is there a specific reason a tech hub would be better suited in a smallish city or medium-sized city?
I think the key issue is not necessarily city size. It's getting off the ultra-expensive coastal communities that have come to dominate the modern technology economy. We have dozens of these communities. Some of them are larger, like in Indianapolis or Cleveland. Others are smaller-sized cities like Rochester. What they share is the fact that they're large enough that they can really serve as a technology hub. You can't set up a technology hub in a small town because basically you want people to move there and say, look, I know when I move there, if my first job doesn't work out, there'll be a second job to go to. If I want a date, there'll be plenty of people to date in that town, et cetera. You need a big enough scale, but it doesn't need to be New York or Boston. So we say you need at least 100,000 working age workers, 25 to 64, to have the scale. Rochester's well above that. So while you say Rochester's medium size, it's still got plenty scale. But what it has that the coastal cities don't have is an affordable standard of living. The average house price in Boston is over $600,000 now. Okay, in Rochester, it's closer to $200,000. That allows the room for growth to create a technology hub of tomorrow.
I'm curious what kind of reaction you're getting to your book and your premise. I mean, we obviously have a president and an administration here that, to say the least, are not exactly science friendly, and sometimes they actively, seemingly work against science.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting is I think we've gotten that question a lot. I think people are focused too much on the man at the top. If you look right below him and we look broadly at our congressmen and senators, there's enormous enthusiasm for science. Not so much outwardly right now because of the political climate, but behind closed doors, there's just enormous enthusiasm for science. And I think a great example is look at the Republican reaction to the Green New Deal, a very little proposal to sort of deal with climate change. And whatever you think of that, wherever you come at that, what's striking is the Republican reaction, as emphasized by Lamar Alexander, is we don't like this except for the research and development part. We like that part. We should do more research. So there is broad bipartisan support. There was traditional in our nation's history broad bipartisan support, and there can be again. And this is why our book really has two key elements. One is do more R&D, but the other is to spread it off the current six or eight cities that dominate it, because there will be a wellspring of support from local communities when they realize that they can benefit from these dollars which have flowed just an exclusive set of places to date.
MIT economics professor John Gruber is co-author of Jumpstarting America, How Breakthrough Science Can Revive the Economic Growth and the American Dream. And he will be speaking at the University of Rochester this Wednesday, April 17th, and also taking part in a panel discussion about Rochester's economic potential. We'll put information about that up on our website at WXXINews.org. Professor Gruber, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to seeing everyone on Wednesday.